The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. It's a lovely day in Maui. It's a lovely day to be healthy and well and alive in Maui. So welcome to the show. Listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the best formulas, the greatest combinations, wonderful proteins, wonderful vitamins, you name it, across the board. They're all there with the best prices, as you always tell us. And right affiliated, just a few steps away, is the magnificent Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Let us say that I've said it before, I know, repetition, but again, it's broad spectrum broth because there's wonderful organic choices across the board. We have, it's fabulous, the prices are magnificent, it's air conditioned, lovely, nice, very nice setting in the marble bar, you name it, all there with the organic juices, with the organic smoothies, everything is there for your pleasure and joy, whatever your choice may be, vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want to have wild fish or organic chicken or meat, all of those choices are there and available for you without the pollutants. That's right, no pollutant. And no, remember, we're very grateful. We're very grateful to the local organic Maui farmers because every day we get the magnificent produce brought in fresh and organic, which we use in all of our different recipes and in the juices
that we make.
That's the
crux of the whole thing.
That's
and you
right.
know what you might all, and we have special juices. We have the juices made to order. We also have juices made ahead of time that are in the refrigerator, okay?
Right.
And those made ahead of time are made on super pooper duper juice extractors, which maintain all the healthy nutrients of the vegetable or fruit that's being juiced. And you can also have free samples on Wednesdays.
That's right.
Okay.
Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Nora, our wonderful juice director at Alive and Well, sampling out to all of you our fresh, nourishing organic juices and smoothies, full of organic ingredients and energy to get through your day and to help you detoxify your body. And you can sample our wonderful smoothies every Wednesday, also from 11 to 2. And that sample, again, all of these things are available for you to taste and enjoy at no charge.
And Nora will sit with you, talk with you, discuss with you, whatever your juice questions might be. A lot of people want to do a juice fast. A lot of people want to go on a juice cleanse, but they don't really know how to do it. What kind of juices should I use? How much should I drink? How much of this? How much of that? Well, Nora is the gal that can straighten it all out for you.
That's absolutely right, and it's just wonderful. And they're all put in the glass containers, you know, mm-hmm. no plastics like that. And they're marvelous. I know that Dennis and I have to confess to a real addiction. We're very addicted to the green machines, all the combination of all the green vegetable juices. So, and I love to have them every single day. They're very detoxifying.
The green machines are great, okay? But beets are
right up there,
the beet juice.
That nitric oxide, organic beet juice, you know, organically done. Yeah, it's really wonderful.
It really hits the spot for me.
And getting that circulation going is a good spot
oxide.
To do.
Nitric oxide.
Isn't
beet
that true?
Beet juice helps create nitric oxide. Nitric oxide does what? Beet juice nitric oxide induction expands, dilates, creates better circulation throughout your eyes
and your brain
and your little toe. It improves circulation. Nitric oxide dilates all the capillaries and arteries in your body, improving blood flow.
Right. And we're not talking Beetlejuice. We're talking beet juice, right? Isn't that right? Right, Gary? Not talking
Beetlejuice.
You got it. And let us start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. We love to share wonderful information. That's what we share with you and what we're sharing right now about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, okay? Here's a new one that came out just recently, big time, reported medically. And this is what it says, the medical, and it's a complete medical study, surprising antibiotics risks for kids with pink eye. A recent medical study shows that most children in the U.S. receive antibiotics for inflammation in the eye, pink eye, despite guidelines advising against it. The research found that over two-thirds of young patients were prescribed antibiotic eye drops, even though the American Academy of Ophthalmology, okay, that's all capitalized, that's doctors, recommends against their routine use for conjunctivitis, which typically can resolve without it. By analyzing insurance claims, this study revealed that 69% of 45,000 children treated for pink eye received antibiotics. Doctors' offices had the highest prescription rate at 72%. Medical experts emphasize that antibiotics are ineffective against viral pink eye, the most common type, and even bacterial cases don't clear with it. Over the years, doctors have found that we need to do a topical antiseptic and eliminate the need for antibiotics and reducing the potential for antibiotic resistance. And I'm just going to say this one thing, because as far back, now we have three magnificent granddaughters. Our oldest is 21. And when she was just born here in Maui, the typical thing that was used in top hospitals was they were using UltraSilver to prevent babies from getting eye infections from mommy's birth canal, eye, ears, and nose, okay?
Not in the hospital.
No, in the hospital, they would give that in other hospitals.
Oh, in other hospitals.
Other hospitals.
Okay. All right.
On the mainland forever.
Yeah.
But this wasn't used, and the baby was born, our oldest grandchild, she was born with an infection in one of her eyes. She got antibiotics from the hospital. It got 10 times worse overnight. She was in terrible danger. It was a horrendous thing. I raced over to, she was home, had been released to the house, but in a crisis. And I raced over there and put UltraSilver in the eye, told her, mommy, every few hours, let's do this. And of course, she was 50% clear the next day and a day and a half, completely 100% well. And that has been used routinely, the UltraSilver, in top hospitals in babies' eyes, ears, nose, etc. Because it kills viruses. And I'm going to let you talk about that, hon. It kills the viruses, just like it says here.
As well as the bacteria, the fungus.
But here they're making this point, the doctors, that that's caused by viral infections. Yeah. And antibiotics make it worse, not better.
Of course.
And this is a very important point. It's also the leading thing that has been used across Europe for on diabetic wounds. Instead of amputating legs and things, they put the UltraSilver packs on that and to have them taken internally, and that's what top doctors have used. Could you talk about the UltraSilver?
UltraSilver is just what the title implies. It is microscopic pieces of silver, components made of silver, and silver has for years been, before anybody ever knew about a microscope, before anybody ever knew about science, well, the science that was inculcated in people's minds was experience, life experience. And when folks hundreds of years ago or thousands of years ago, the Roman soldiers used to carry silver coins in their mouth as they were trouncing across the face of Europe, destroying whatever they wanted to destroy. But it kept them stronger and safer and healthier than those soldiers who did not put the coins in their mouth. That's folklore from years and years ago. But what's been proven in the last God knows how many years is the microscopic rendition of colloidal silvers.
That's right.
Silver pure silver particles microscopically suspended in pure water.
That's
okay?
Right.
And those things kill what? Virus and bacteria and yeast and fungus
with
and mold.
No side
and all,
effects.
No side effects
Zero,
whatsoever.
And it's the, just like it says on the Ultra Silver, 99.99% pure silver nanoparticles. Mm-hmm. It's the zillions of times smaller that kill the bad guys but have no side effects whatsoever. I have my own story.
And here's something to consider as well. There are other silver products on the market. Always. There's always a competitor, okay? But the competitors to the Ultra Silver are ionic, I-O-N-I-C, ionic silver. Ionic, the silver content is not a 99.9% pure colloidal. It is 25% or so ionic, which isn't as effective as the pure colloidal, 99.9% pure colloidal silver. And that's what you get with the Ultra. That's why it's called Ultra. It's the Ultra Silver anti-infective health rejuvenator.
Right, okay. And zero side effects whatsoever.
Zero.
It doesn't even have taste, but, and it can feel help with infections anywhere in the body, which, you know.
Toenail fungus, how about that?
Yeah, and pain and infections in the gums,
oh,
you say.
Oh, boy.
Sinuses,
sometimes.
You know. Any, but again, a leader in Europe, rather than uh-huh. chopping things off, they heal with the wonderful Ultra Silver.
Hey, baby.
You know, it's amazing because we've spoken so much and see constant thrilled friends coming in about how all of the pain disappears with Pain Power, which we'll talk about, inflammation, and instead of constantly going to the terrible drugs and what they can do. And here's another big news that just came out in just a few weeks ago. Very, very big, and I'd like you to share with it. This is, again, a doctor's report. Okay, and then here it is, the title of what they wrote, doctors. Common pain relievers are causing heart attacks.
Mm-hmm. Known that for holistic physicians have been saying this for years. For years. The drugs always have side effects. And the side effects can be minor or major. In this particular instance, referring to this article, they are major.
Major. And this is only quoting clinical trials, and we'll give you the report now. And here it is. Here's a report, medically. Nearly 70 million prescriptions. Are we hearing this? Nearly 70 million prescriptions for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, are written each year in the U.S., and 30 billion doses are consumed, often for headaches, back pain, and menstrual pain. Research found a link between the use of these NSAIDs with an increased risk of heart attack in the first 7 days.
Staggering.
Or without a previous history of heart disease. Are we hearing this?
Wait one second. How many billion prescriptions?
70 million prescriptions.
70 million prescriptions.
Yes.
And people are taking several of these prescriptive drugs
That's
a day,
right?
NSAIDs. And there are how many million people in America? 330 million? Okay. So that's God knows it's how many prescription drugs are they taking per person?
That's right.
Because not everybody's on those drugs.
No, and these are anti, you know, across the counter, but again, by prescription, by the doctor's office. It is important to address, they say, the cause of the pain while using strategies that don't have these significant side effects.
Amen.
And then they go on. I'll give this to you in a minute, dear. NSAIDs,
non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Okay, are prescribed to treat back pain, headaches, menstrual pain, arthritis. While most people consider the medication innocuous, in other words, not going to hurt, the truth is that by very conservative estimates, over 100,000 people are hospitalized each year
just
in the
U.S.
from the side effects of NSAIDs, and over 16,000 of those people die from the effects of the NSAIDs.
And consider this. I don't know of any statistics of children that are dying, but there's baby's aspirin.
That's right. Poison.
There's baby's
poison.
Tylenol.
Poison.
Okay? Poison for the baby has the inflammation.
Unbelievable.
Yes, babies do have inflammation, but there are holistic ways of reducing inflammation and creating new health, new immune function in babies as well as in adults. Babies are born as a what was the guy's name? Dr. Siegel.
Right.
Dr. Mark Siegel.
That's okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. In the depths of the pandemic, of the COVID disaster, people were screaming, "Oh, what are we going to do? We're going to die. We're going to die. We're going to die." There's no defense against it. And Dr. Siegel said, "Wait a minute. You were created. Your creator gave you at your birth an innate immune function." Yeah. So what? Well, fortify your innate immune mm-hmm. function. Fortify what you have. And the question was hysterically was, how do I do that? How can I possibly do? Well, what you possibly do is take nutrients which build your natural killer cells. Those nutrients are quercetin and vitamin C and vitamin D3 and zinc, and you have killer cells. Killer cells are rampaging through your body, killing viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and all the pathogens are done away with nutrients which allow your body to function as it's designed to function.
Right, and they go on to say that side effects from the use of NSAIDs, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, range from hearing loss, we've talked about that before, to mm-hmm. gastrointestinal bleeding. Unfortunately, they say there is no specific medical antidote for NSAID poisoning, which can lead to metabolic acidosis, multi-system organ failure, and death. Listen to that. From death. The NSAID. Yeah. Death, multi-system organ
what
failure.
What about liver failure? What about the liver, which is the major
that's the leading cause of liver failure in the United States and has always been the number one cause, even outclassing alcoholism, which is number two.
Yeah.
Number one cause is of acute is actually they listen Tylenol, you know, NSAIDs.
Right.
Okay,
nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs do what? They destroy your liver.
That's right.
They destroy the natural function that your body is created to deal with challenges in life, and the drugs unfortunately create contrary evidence.
That's right. And going on, they say. Research, this is again the medical reports, all listed and all the medical reports saying this is what they say. Research has now discovered the side effects from NSAIDs can occur even with short-term use, increasing your risk of a heart attack in the first week if you take the medication. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has recognized the risk associated with NSAIDs. In order to review all studies involving NSAIDs, the FDA also recommended limiting the use of these over-accounted NSAIDs. The review order came on the heels of Vioxx, rofecoxib's withdrawal from the market due to a high increase in cardiovascular risk. Shortly after the withdrawal of Vioxx, another NSAIDs, valdecoxib, Bextra, was pulled from the shelves due to increased risk of heart, stomach, and skin problems that outweighed any benefits of using this drug. And then it lists the studies.
Mama.
I'm going to read one more thing, and then I'm giving this over to you, my dear.
All right.
What is a myocardial infarction? This is what this can cause, okay, this drug. Your heart, they say, requires a supply of oxygen and nutrients to enable the muscle to continue to pump. You have two large coronary arteries that branch off your aorta, the right and left coronary arteries. These arteries branch further to feed your heart the oxygen and nutrients it needs. If one of the larger arteries or branches becomes blocked, the portion of the heart that artery feeds is starved of oxygen. If the situation continues, that area of heart muscle will die. This is the conventional description of a mitochondrial infarction, or literally death of the heart muscle. Can you start reading here, my dear?
Let me have it. Okay. Nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs raise your risk of heart attack in the first week. First 7 days. Okay, here's word for word as the doctors wrote it. The objective of the 2017 study published in the British Medical Journal was to evaluate the risk of a myocardial infarction associated with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use in real-world situations using a statistical model, Bayesian, that turns the result of testing into a real probability that the event occurs. The researchers used studies that pulled information from European and from Canadian healthcare databases, gathering information from 8 studies that met the criteria and over 440,000 individuals.
Wow, 440,000 people, that's what their studies. Go ahead.
The researchers evaluated the probability of a myocardial infarction in the first through 7 days, through day 1 through day 7, that an individual took the specific drug. They found increasing probability an individual may experience a myocardial infarction in the first 7 days.
Heart attack.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
With Celebrex, with ibuprofen, diclofenac, Voltaren, naproxen, and rofecsob.
The fancy the medical Vioxx. Terms for the common ones that are across the board.
The common name is Vioxx. Yes. This only adds, the doctors say, to mounting evidence linking the non-steroidal drugs to the cardiovascular symptoms.
Unbelievable. And again, when we hear the word myocardial infarction, that's a heart attack, dear, and death. And that's what they're talking about with these supposedly benign drugs.
The drugs are going to help it.
Yeah, lies.
Okay, going on with the article. The risk of heart attack increased 24% with Celebrex, 48% with ibuprofen, 50% with Voltaren, 53% with Aleve and Naproxen, and 58% for Vioxx, which was removed from the market due to increased cardiovascular risk. Increased cardiovascular risk.
Unbelievable.
58%, my God. Okay, going on with the article. The researchers determined there was a higher risk associated with higher doses. No kidding. Over-the-counter doses are commonly lower than prescription doses of NSAIDs, but mounting evidence of cardiovascular risks with all non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs triggered the FDA to strengthen their warning in 2015. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
To get approval to use these drugs, the drugs have to go through some testing, right?
Right. You would think.
And in that testing, the tests have to be publicized and shared with the FDA.
Yeah.
The FDA doesn't know ahead of time what kind of a dangerous dosage these things are.
Look at what they're
doing. Why do we have to lose thousands and thousands of lives for the FDA to finally wake up and say, wait a minute, folks, you're putting out junk in these people's lives.
Murder and poison. And how long have they known that just the one of the group, the Tylenol, acetaminophen, was the leading cause of liver failure. You can't live without the liver, okay? And the leading cause of liver failure. They've known that forever.
Well, here it goes on. I preempted the next sentence. I'm sorry. Again, back to the word for word from the test. The FDA warning was based on the FDA review of the literature since the order in 2004. So it took them 10 years, 11 years?
Unbelievable.
To review the evidence?
And they're still promoting all of those products right out there.
That's right. And that review included information such as that the drugs increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. Gee. Especially at higher doses. No kidding. Oh, my God. Going back to the article, I'm sorry for the personal interruptions here. The article says, again, word for word, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs increase the risk of heart attack in individuals with or without a history of heart attack or risk of heart disease. You don't have to have a heart attack or heart disease for the drugs to kill you.
That's right. That's only just part of the symptoms. Yeah. They're just saying, but they were focusing on this one aspect.
Going back to the article again, patients treated in the first year after a heart attack with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs were more likely to die than those who were not treated with the drugs.
Unbelievable.
Can that sink in just a moment? Going back to the article again, there's an increased risk of heart failure in those using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory
drugs.
From the FDA, okay?
Yeah.
They finally got around to testing what's going on. Shall I go on with the article?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. Again, word for word, folks. I try not to interject my
Why not? It's
opinion,
okay. I allow anyway, you. It's all right.
This information is staggering.
I'm overwhelmed. It really is. It's
now, okay, word for word. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs increase your risk of other health conditions as well, some of which may be lethal.
That's deadly.
Yeah.
That's deadly.
Not only does it kill your heart, but other... Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. We're understanding the words and trying, yeah, you know, making clear.
Again, word for word, folks, back to the article. For example, researchers have determined women who took non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs in the first 20 weeks of pregnancy had a significantly higher risk of miscarriage. The study evaluated the health records of over 50,000 Canadian women.
50,000 women.
And those 50,000 Canadian women and found that those who took the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs in their pregnancy had a 2.5 times higher risk of double the risk of miscarriage.
250%. That's what they're talking, understand the percentage. 250% greater risk of miscarriage.
That's right.
Unbelievable. And who tells them that? Nothing. They're right there. They can go into any commercial store.
Doctor recommended.
There it is.
Okay.
And they're out there on the shelves waiting for you.
Okay, again, pardon me the interruptions, folks, but I'm going back to the... As it's printed, the original article is printed, okay? Word for word. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs use also increases your risk of upper and lower gastrointestinal GI tract bleeding. Upper GI bleeding is more commonly reported and occurs with all formulations of all non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
So it's not just, let's say, not just one particular, and oh, the other one is safe. It's all of them across the boards can cause gastrointestinal bleeding. Now, that's a disaster right there.
Yep.
But and there are wonderful ways to avert that and take what's really safe, which we'll talk about in a minute, okay? Okay.
Then again, back to the article, folks. Lower GI bleeding occurs with most non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs,
right,
as does increased mucosal permeability and inflammation of the lower GI tract. Other findings associated with lower GI bleeding include anemia, occult blood loss, protein loss, and malabsorption.
You know, a lot of people don't realize how many times that they have terrible pain, they're having bleeding, they're having terrible stomach upset and other things, and they don't even connect. How would they connect? Unless you're knowing the specific studies that have been done, the connection between that drug that they're taking and these terrible side effects.
It's got to be safe because it's on the market, right?
Unbelievable.
If it wasn't safe, the FDA wouldn't allow it, right?
Yes, that's
right.
That's not true, yeah.
Okay, one more time back to the article, folks. Use of over-the-counter pain relievers, including ibuprofen, have been associated with hearing loss in men and in women.
That's right.
Hearing loss.
That was well-known and big news, actually.
Prescription strength or long-term use of NSAIDs and use of aspirin are associated with interstitial nephritis, a rare type of kidney damage that is permanent, leading to kidney failure.
Now, that's really important. Can we stop there one second? The inflammation of the kidneys. And that when, you can't go without the kidneys. You got to keep the kidneys going. And who would connect that with the use of some little, I just pick it up in the, in the store. Right.
Well, let me just interject here. When I was a kid, I lived on sugar and carbs and bread and jelly and cereals and all kinds of the typical convenient American youthful diet. And I had a terrible, terrible lungs, and I had terrible kidney infections.
Yes, that's right, always.
Repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about removing my kidney, replacing by all kinds of surgical procedures.
Of course.
Because I was really in very bad shape. Very toxic. I was completely swollen with water retention, etc. But I ate mostly junk.
That's a part of that, a very big part of the picture before we knew anything,
because I
how would you know?
How would I know? How would my parents know?
No, those
if Kellogg's cornflakes were on the market, if Rice Krispies were on the market, if my grandmother made beautiful cherry pie and my mother made cakes and I had ice cream and Coca-Cola and I ate all of that junk when I was a kid.
Exactly. Okay? And that's what's, you know, commercially shown even on television shows and everything. Whenever there's a holiday, whenever there's any kind of celebration, it's always the junk food and the sugar, etc. Yeah. You can do wonderful and delicious substitutions without the poison.
Okay, again, back to the article, folks. Word for word. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use also induces other kidney function abnormalities, including fluid retention, which I had. I didn't have five fingers. I had one appendage at the end of my wrist, which was swollen with water, which there was some semblance of fingers and thumb, but it was no, anyway. It's also, the article says, it's also worth remembering that even short-term consistent use of pain control drugs may increase your risk of further injury, as these drugs help to mask the pain, enabling you to continue your activities. Further injury or pain leads to the use of stronger pain drugs.
Right, right. And, we want to make sure that we tell about the terrible, wonderful alternatives, too. Go right ahead, dear. Finish.
Okay. Pain and discomfort, says the article, are the common triggers for opioid prescriptions.
Oh, that's right.
Which have risen over 100% between the years 2000 and 2010. After just 1 month of morphine, patients showed demonstrable changes in brain volume. The number of deaths from overdoses rose from a little over 10,000 a year in 2002 to 2,000 deaths per year from the drugs. Let me go back. The number of deaths from overdoses rose from a little over 10,000 deaths a year in 2002 to 35,000 deaths per year by 2015.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. And all of these with the toxic drugs. And I there isn't a day that I don't have great gratitude in the sense that because this was a family thing and, the women in the family got crippled with it rather young. And I was young and they said I had bone on bone of my knees and that there's nothing there. And that what I had to do was I had to have knee transplants. And the most I could hope for was to walk with a walker. If I didn't do that, I'd be in a wheelchair. This is in my 40s, mm-hmm. And that's when we had the top experts put together the wonderful nutrients combined to do pain power, because we'd heard of the great discoveries that were based on the natural. And in less than 1 week, all my pain, which was horrific, had disappeared. I could do anything. I've lived all those 40 years being able to dance, move around, do anything without any of those things that they said were permanent. My daughter experienced that and got back her Broadway career because it was a hereditary thing that they said. They told me it was lupus off the charts, and even then they couldn't find any more lupus cells, all because of what great nutrients can do. And we hear this report all the time. You can reconstruct with nutrients. And one of the great nutrients was the pain power, because all of the different nutrients put together in pain power, and eggshell membrane, which is so wonderful to reconstruct the joint mobility. And thus the membrane.
The connective tissue. The ligaments, the tendons, the cartilage.
That's right.
The eggshell membrane does that.
It does.
It's a natural food substance source. Your body knows how to utilize these things, and there's no toxicity.
No.
There's no poison. There's no death.
That's right. It's a truth within that egg, that little membrane in there. Yeah. That they even report that in the clinical trials. That's all of the reports are showing increased joint comfort, mobility, and flexibility within 7 to 10 days. And that the combination, taking eggshell membrane and taking pain power to stop the massive inflammation in the body, stop the war, reconstruct the tissues and the joint mobility of the eggshell membrane. Mm-hmm. And we got a special little report for you right now. Listen up. Okay. If you're listening to the radio, and if you go in and you say, I heard this on the radio, this is our little joint thing that we're connected with you.
Just between us and you.
Just between us and you, the eggshell membrane, you'll get and you get it at Alive and Well. You said, but I heard it on the radio. You'll get a 10% discount on that.
At Alive and Well.
At Alive and Well. You go okay. and get that eggshell membrane, and you keep up with your pain power because the inflammation is the source of everything.
Have I told you enough about inflammation? Have I mentioned inflammation enough, to bore you to tears?
Yeah, hit some of those highlights. I'm going to do some of them and give them to you, okay? And you inflammation, this is what Dr. Jockers, MD, is.
Now, what is inflammation?
That's what it says. Inflammation is the root of practically all known chronic health conditions, says the doctor.
Repeat that.
Okay, how inflammation affects the body, he says, and he's reporting. Dr. Jockers, MD, inflammation, quote, is at the root of practically all known chronic health conditions.
All known chronic health conditions. All ill health situations are derived from the action of inflammation. When you light a match, you get inflammation. When your body is decomposing, you're still breathing, you're walking around, it may be limited, but you're still functioning somewhat as a human being. You may have chronic inflammation. That burns connective tissue. That heat destroys. It's like overcooking an egg. It's like overcooking anything. It destroys the very substance that is the subject of the inflame process. Pain power puts out the fire. It's just that simple.
And that's brilliantly said, dear, and absolutely true. And Jockers goes on to point out, and you can talk about each one of these things. He speaks about all the different areas of the body. He's reporting medically on this. Brain, pro-inflammatory, the inflammation, these cells called cytokines, cause autoimmune reactions in the brain, leading to depression, autism, poor memory, Alzheimer's, and MS.
From inflammation.
He talks about cardiovascular. If the inflammation is in the heart, arteries, and veins, heart attacks, stroke, high blood sugar, diabetes, all of these things, muscle, inflammatory cytokines cause muscle pain and weakness. It can also manifest as carpal tunnel syndrome. A lot of people have that. Or polymyalgia rheumatic, to name just a few. Bones, inflammation in the bones. Bone mass completely, okay, it gets
again,
unrepaired. Fractures, osteoporosis. That's what he goes
fire.
On. The skin, he says, the liver, the kidneys, just like you said. Chronic inflammation destroys the liver and kidneys, okay, and also rashes, dermatitis, eczema, acne, psoriasis, wrinkles, fine lines, oh my gosh, thyroid disease, he goes on.
Is there any reason?
He says also the lungs.
Is there any reason not to accept the fact that all holistic physicians and some non-holistic physicians point out that chronic inflammation, chronic excess heat, is the source of all disease? All, with a capital A, capital L, capital L. All negative health situations
right.
are derived from excessive inflammation.
That's right. And
what's the flame
right.
destroying? The little,
everything.
The little microscopic cells
yes.
that comprise every organ and cell, every function of your body. Every function in your body is microscopic. You can't see it happening without a microscope. But the excess heat, the excess inflammation, burns up those little cells. And those little cells burning up, it's like lighting a match. If you light a match, the matchstick burns. If you touch the match to a pile of dry leaves, you have a forest fire.
That's right. And he goes on, just like you said, Den, with the lungs, inflammation and thyroid. And one of the other things also very interesting, upsetting, but interesting, that chronic inflammation, says the doctor, damages our intestinal lining and results in issues like GERD, Crohn's disease. I had that
mm-hmm.
and got cured with the UltraSilver, actually, and celiac disease and pain power. Amazing. Kidneys, just like you said. And hypertension, nephritis, kidney failure, all of those different things. And one last, don't forget, he also includes buildup of inflammation leads to an enlarged liver, fatty liver disease, and increased toxic load buildup in the body.
And it's because of what? Fire. Excess heat. excess heat is derived from what? Sugars and everything, added sugars, and different food components which contribute to turn into sugar, like flour products. All flour turns into sugar in your stomach.
That's right. And go ahead.
And that means the bread and the pasta and the bagels and the cereals and the grains and the granolas and the candies and the yum-yums, the wee-wees and the diddle-diddle-diddle-doos. They all turn into sugar. And all the sugar contributes to heat. A little bit of heat we need, of course. But excessive amounts of those junk foods, junk non-foods, junk eating components create excessive heat, and the excessive heat is considered to be fire, inflammation. Well, pain power puts out the fire.
Right.
Pain power is the knockout punch for the pain, the knockout punch for all the excessive inflammatory reactions that occur in your body, whether it's your brain or your thumbs or your knee or whatever it might be. The pain power has the nutrients which have been proven time ad nauseum, been proven time and time again to neutralize excessive inflammatory creation.
And I want you, here's another big thing in the news, Den, and again published in the medical journal Neurology, about another big player that's a huge assist for migraines, because this is a common problem, uh-huh. And you can see this advertised. Could you read about what CardioQ10 can do for migraines?
Baby, go right ahead, babe,
if you can understand my writing.
Again, folks, I'm reading it right off the report.
And this is
word
the medical
word,
report.
Okay. Migraines are a mitochondrial problem. Again, the mitochondria.
That's right.
Are the little energy-producing organelles in every cell in your body. They produce energy for just that one invisible cell. And the fact that nutritional deficiencies worsen migraine and supplementation can ease the migraine lends additional support to the knowledge that migraines are a mitochondrial disorder.
Very important point. Very important.
The cells of the brain are being overcome by inflammation. The mitochondria cannot produce the energy for that one invisible cell that they're designed to produce. Well, ubiquinol, that's the CardioQ10, reduced form of CardioQ10, plays a vital role in adenosine triphosphate production, which is the basic fuel for your mitochondria. Now, again, it's ubiquinol, and the Alive and Well CardioQ10 is ubiquinol. It's not ubiquinone, it's ubiquinol.
That's right.
And this is a special form of ubiquinol, which is created by a physician in Japan, and it's unique to Alive and Well. One study, going back to the article, one medical study published in the journal Neurology found that CardioQ10 was excellent in preventing migraines and excellent in reducing the severity. Of the patients who received the CardioQ10 three times a day, 50% reported significantly reduced frequency of headaches compared to only 14% of those who did not take it or took
That's
a placebo.
Really, think about a multi-power player in all the things for the heart and preventing congestive heart failure, getting the flow of the blood, et cetera. And then you hear, fine, I didn't know about that connection with the migraines, but you always said, as you said, it's the CardioQ10 is the producer of ATP, adenosine triphosphate, okay?
Yes.
Which is the source of energy for every muscle and for the heart.
But every microscopic means you can't see this thing, this substance, unless it's under a microscope. But all the energy producing functions of every cell in your body are due to mitochondria, which are what? Microscopic. You can't see them. Can you see one particular piece of dust? You can't see that. Under a microscope, that little piece of dust, my God, it's a world. It amplifies, magnifies everything. Well, mitochondrial organelles are identical to that. They're invisible unless you're looking at them under a microscope. And the cell itself is invisible, unless you're looking at it under a microscope. And within each heart cell, there are invisible heart cell, whether it's a muscle cell, whatever, the valve cell, whatever it might be, whatever part of the heart that cell is derived from is microscopic. But inside that microscopic invisible cell are 5,000 invisible mitochondria. Good Lord! And those 5,000 invisible mitochondria create adenosine triphosphate for the one invisible cell. Now, multiply that one invisible cell into however many invisible cells it takes to make a 9-ounce piece of meat in the middle of your chest called a heart. And that heart is pumping 100,000 times a day. And it's pumping how many gallons of blood? It's pumping 2,000 gallons of blood every day because of what? The invisible little mitochondria, which are creating the energy to make that muscle a muscle. Look at it this way. An 18-wheeler tractor trailer truck traveling from Brooklyn to San Francisco does not burn 2,000 gallons of fuel in that whole trip across the country. But that little 9-ounce piece of meat in your chest pumps 2,000 gallons of blood every day.
Woo! Woo! Bravo!
Every
bravo.
Day. And that's amazing. Delivering the nutrients and the oxygen and the detoxing elements, and it's creating life in every cell in your body.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's CardioQ10.
You know, well said, Dan, always very, very well said. And I applaud these doctors and how they back it up with all kinds of clinical trials. They don't say anything off the top of their heads. And here's another top doctor, David Perlmutter, M.D., just reporting, this came out just recently, ultra-processed foods threaten your brain.
Amen.
And here is how he backs it up. And here's the doctor speaking and the medical background. I've been writing a lot, he says, as of late, about the threat posed by ultra-processed foods, UPFs. UPFs is an abbreviation. Specifically, as it relates to the brain. A powerful study appeared in the medical journal Neurology, that really drives home this point. UPS, ultra-processed foods, include a wide variety of foods found in most food items that are in a package of some sort. They are, as he say, okay, and he goes on telling about that, and he talks about it here. He says, the study has highlighted alarming associations between the consumption of these foods and adverse, that's negative, brain health outcomes.
How can you call these things food?
They're not food. No.
They're chemicals. They're food colorings.
That's just what
he said.
They're
flavorings. They're conditioners. They're all kinds of junk. Go ahead to the article. Go ahead.
The UPFs are typically characterized by their long ingredient list filled with artificial additives, preservatives, sweeteners, and colorings. These products are designed to be hyper-palatable. Oh, tasty, tasty! And have a long shelf life, making them a popular choice for busy individuals and families. Yet their nutritional value, says the doctor, is completely compromised, lacking all the essential nutrients and high in unhealthy trans fats. The ones you've talked about.
Of course.
Sugars and chemicals.
Yeah.
The study, now he's listening to the medical study. Key findings, and I'll give this to you in a minute, hon, okay? Okay? The study titled Associations Between Ultra-Processed Food Consumption and Adverse Brain Health Outcomes. That was the medical study. Light on the clear and present dangers of a diet of these UPFs. Researchers analyzed data from a large cohort examining the dietary habits and brain health of many thousands of participants.
Many thousands, okay.
Over several years. This is a medical study. The findings were striking. Cognitive decline. Okay, good grief. Good grief, okay? Good grief. Okay. Cognitive decline. Participants with higher usage of these exhibited a more rapid decline in cognitive functions, including loss of memory, attention, and executive functioning. This shows that these UPFs accelerate brain aging and impair cognitive abilities. Brain structure changes. And the MRI scans, that's when they scan the pictures of the brain, reveal that these individuals with diets of these UPS had significant changes in brain structure. These changes included reduced gray matter volume. Oh, shrinky brain, shrinky brain.
There you go.
And compromised white matter integrity, which are critical for healthy brain function, and increased risk of dementia.
Well, of course, of increased risk of dementia. The brain is deteriorating.
That's
the brain isn't being fed nutrients. The brain is being fed food coloring and conditioners and preservatives and flavorings and texturizers, all the crap in the world, but not real food.
That's right. And that's exactly right. The increased risk of dementia, a strong correlation between this UPF intake and developing dementia. Those who had the most UPS were far more likely to be diagnosed with dementia, including Alzheimer's disease.
UPS, ultra-processed foods.
Ultra-processed foods.
If it comes in a package, if it comes in a can, if it comes in a box, it's ultra-processed. If it's made by the food industry, it's ultra-processed. If it's coming from an organic farmer, it's not ultra-processed.
That's exactly right.
And there's no pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, or different poisons or conditioners and phony fertilizers put in your food. It's like food used to be grown. As Hippocrates said several thousands of years ago, let food
be your,
medicine.
That's exactly right.
He didn't say let food preservatives or food coloring
or all
conditioners
this garbage,
be your medicine.
And you see that on every holiday. You see loaded on television and through all the commercials and everything to eat this crap.
That's right.
And you can still enjoy wonderful tastes and wonderful things and come to the broth because they'll show you how you can experience wonderful tastes, wonderful organic foods
without poison.
Yeah. No poison.
Yeah.
There's no, and I remember what your dad said to me a long time ago when I was just a kid and I was smoking a cigarette. I said, I only have a few a day. He says, no, I said, a little bit. He says, there's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
Yeah.
That stayed in my head my entire life. We were just young and starting out, you know, even in nutrition. I never took another cigarette after that. There's no, but it stayed with me. Harry Jones, love you. There's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
Well,
you are.
You don't get a little bit of poison anymore, folks. You're getting a lot of poison.
So get rid of the poison and come to Alive and Well. And come to Alive and Well. Learn what we have to share with you. Even if you want to sit down and talk with us, it's never a charge. We're not pretending to be doctors. The doctors, people on and off Medicaid, we don't do that. Just sharing information like we're doing now. One-on-one is great. So that we're not with someone else. Make an appointment. We'd love to sit and talk with you, be with you. And remember, you know.
Make an appointment by calling 877-4950. We're there for 6 days a week, folks. So just call, set up a time that's convenient for you.
That's right.
And we're there.
Yeah, we're there.
And we're waiting for you. Be delighted to speak with you.
And you want your parties, you want to take things out, you can get all of those different things also at the Broth Cafe. We'll have everything set up. You want us to mail things, ship things, all of that is available for you. All of that's available for you. We are there and available for you. We love you. We care about you. And that's the whole thing. And remember, the organic farmers, it's a mutual love affair and support with all of that,
and
too.
I want to mention again, I haven't mentioned in many, many weeks, duck eggs. Huh? I want duck eggs.
Oh, gosh.
Okay? I had a very good duck egg farmer who used to provide duck eggs for me, but he doesn't raise ducks anymore. But if you have free-range ducks,
organic,
and you don't feed them all the junk
commercial
duck food, I'm interested. I would like to have some duck eggs.
Okay.
All right.
We got a duck.
So, this is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.